Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
Today I'm going to talk about love. About the thing that makes us feel like failure sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I read these books and be telling me I have to love everybody. There's a bunch of people I just don't like. So it makes the path difficult sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's asking me to do something I don't want to do. So I must be wrong. The reason why I must be wrong is because I'm not happy all the time. And if I'm not happy all the time, I must be doing something wrong. Because it's natural to be happy all the time. But sometimes it can be so long between the times you let yourself be happy that it becomes natural to you to be unhappy all the time. And when somebody makes us happiness, you go, that can't happen. Yeah, you've had it, you know, you've been telling yourself the lie so long, you don't even believe it's possible for you to be happy all the time anymore. So, the course, I'm going to jump around today. And Spirit told me that Spirit wanted me to read 15 minutes of the course.
Really?
That's good. Yeah.
Now, I'm going to read 15 minutes of the course to you.
Okay.
And now, if when you go unconscious, it's okay. Because I'm going to start talking. And what may happen is that with a few words of me reading, you may lose all awareness of what I'm saying, even though it sounds like English. I'm going to give you an experience.
Good.
This won't be just another class that you just come into and listen.
Good.
I'm going to give you an experience today. Do you want to have an experience?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to have an experience?
Yeah.
Word. Well, I'm going to do 15 minutes of the course.
Wow, cool.
All right, I want you to check out and see what happens to you. It's going to be hilarious.
Okay.
But I'm going to do it the way I want to do it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Lesson 127 in the workbook. There is no love but God's. Perhaps you think that different kinds of love are possible. Perhaps you think there's a kind of love for this, a kind of love for that, a way of loving one, another way of loving still another. Love is one. Love has no separate parts. Love has no degrees. Love has no kinds, no levels, no divergences, no distinctions. Love is like love, unchanged throughout. Love never alters with a person or a experience. Love is the heart of God. Love is also the heart of you, God's Son, God's creation. Love's meaning is obscure to anyone who thinks that love can change. Somebody that thinks love can change doesn't see that change in love must be impossible. And so a person who doesn't know that change in love is impossible, that's a person that thinks they can love at times, hate at other times. They also think that they can give their love to one person, and yet love can remain itself even though the love is withheld from others. To believe that you can withhold love from some, give it to some, that's to not understand love. And if love could make such distinctions, love would have to judge between the righteous and the sinner and perceive the Son of God in separate parts. Love cannot judge. As it is one itself, love looks on all as one. Love's meaning lies in oneness. And love must elude the mind that thinks of love as partial or in part. There is no love but God's. And all of love is God's. There's no other principle that rules where love is not. Love is a law without an opposite. Love's wholeness is the power holding everything as one, the link between the Father and the Son, which holds them both forever as the same. No course whose purpose is to teach you to remember what you really are could fail to emphasize that there can never be a difference in what you really are and what love is.
Okay.
Love's meaning is your own meaning and shared by God himself. For what you are is what love is. There is no love but God's. And what God is everything there is. 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 There is no limit placed upon God, and so you are unlimited as well. No law the world obeys can help you grasp love's meaning. What the world believes was made to hide love's meaning and keep love's meaning dark and secret. There is not one principle the world upholds but violates the truth of what love is and what you are as well. Seek not within the world to find yourself. Love isn't found in darkness and in death, yet love is perfectly apparent to the eyes that see and ears that hear love's voice. Today we practice making free your mind of all the laws you think you must obey. We're going to practice making your mind free of all the laws you think you must obey. We're going to practice making free your mind of all the laws you think you must obey. Free your mind of all the laws you think you must obey. Free your mind of all the laws you think you must obey. Of all the limits under which you live. Free your mind from under all the limits which you live. Free your mind of all the limits under which you live. Free your mind of all the limits under which you live. Free your mind of all the limits under which you live and all the changes that you think are part of human destiny. Free your mind from all the changes that you think are part of human destiny. Free your mind from all the changes that you think are part of human destiny. Today, we take the largest single step this course requests in your advancement toward its established goal. If you achieve the faintest glimmering of what love means today, you have advanced in distance without measure and in time beyond the count of years to your release. Let's together then. Be glad to give some time to God today. And understand there is no better use for time than giving some to God today. For 15 minutes twice a day, escape from every law in which you now believe. Escape from every law in which you now believe. Open your mind and rest. Open your mind and rest. The world that seems to hold you prisoner can be escaped by anyone who doesn't hold it dear. Withdraw all value you placed upon its meager offerings and senseless gifts, and let the gift of God replace them all. Call to your Creator, certain that your Creator's voice will answer. Your Creator has promised to answer you, and your Creator has placed a spark of truth within your mind. You have a spark of truth within your mind. Wherever you give up a false belief, a dark illusion of your own reality and what love means, your Creator will shine through your idle thoughts today and help you understand the truth of love. In loving gentleness, your Creator will live with you as you allow the voice of your Creator to teach you love's meaning to your clean and open mind. Say, I'm willing to have love's meaning taught to my clean and open mind. I'm willing to have love's meaning taught to me, to my clean and open mind. And I will let my Creator bless the lesson with my Creator's love. Today, the legion of future years of waiting for salvation disappears before the timelessness of what you learn. Let us give thanks today that we are spared a future like the past. Let us give thanks today that we are spared a future like the past. Let's be thankful that we are spared a future like the past. Let's be thankful that we are spared a future like the past. Today, we leave the past behind us. Today we leave the past behind us, never to be remembered. Today we leave the past behind us, never to be remembered. Today we leave the past behind us, never to be remembered. And we raise our eyes. We raise our eyes upon a different present. And a different present is a present where a future dawns unlike the past in every attribute. I want a future that's unlike my past in every way. I want a future that's unlike my past in every way. I want a future that's unlike my past in every way.
Yeah. 15 minutes of the course, we can do it.
We can do it. I want a future that's different from the past in every attribute. Okay, the world in infancy is newly born. You got a newly born world that's an infant. And we're going to watch this newly born world in infancy. We're going to watch this new world grow in health. We're going to watch our new world grow in strength. We're going to watch our new world shed its blessing upon everybody who comes to learn to cast aside the world they thought was made in hate. We're learning to cast aside the world we thought was made in hate. We're learning to cast aside the world we thought was made in hate. a world made to be love's enemy. Now all of us are made free. Now are all of us made free. Now are all of us made free. Along with us, now are we all brothers and sisters in God's love. We will remember all of us throughout the day, because we cannot leave a part of us outside our love. We can't leave a part of us outside our love. We can't leave a part of us outside our love. We cannot leave a part of us outside our love if we would know ourselves. Whoo! I'm going to know myself. I can't leave a part of me outside of myself. If I want to know myself, I can't leave a part of me out. If I want to know all of myself, I can't leave none of y'all out. We will remember, all of us, throughout the day, because we can't leave a part of us outside our love, but we would know ourselves, so at least 3 times an hour. Oh, that's too much! Oh, man, that was a trick! Say this 3 whole times an hour? I don't have time!
I know.
We're so busy, we can't say a statement 3 times an hour. That's busy. He said, we will now remember each other throughout the day, because we cannot leave a part of us outside our love, but we would know ourselves. We had at least 3 times an hour. Think of somebody who makes the journey with you.
Okay.
3 times an hour. Think about somebody who's on this journey with you. 3 times an hour. Think about somebody that's also on this journey with you. Just 3 times an hour. Think of someone besides yourself.
Oh, no.
I know somebody talk to. I mean, 3 times an hour thinking of somebody beside myself, that's tough. Because it's all about me. It's all about me. I have fantasies and I want the world to act them out. You are here to act out my fantasies, and you're just not doing a good job. And so I'll think about you for 3 times an hour if it means that's what it takes to get right around you.
Wow.
So if you're in a situation that you don't like, which is not true for me right now, and you want to make sure you get out of that situation that you don't like,
okay,
all you have to do is for 3 times an hour think of somebody besides yourself.
I don't know.
That sure is easier than dealing with that boss all day. So, he says, these are people who have come to learn what you must learn. That's deep. I'll say it again. The people that you are around are the people who have come to learn what you must learn. The people that you are around are the people who have come to learn what you must learn. The people that you are around is the people who have come to learn what you must learn. The people around you are the people who have to learn what you need to learn. The people around you are people who need to learn what you need to learn. There are people around you who need to learn what you need to learn. Everybody around you needs to learn what you need to learn. Everybody around you is learning what you need to learn. So anything that you say anybody else is learning is what you need to learn.
Yeah.
All right. That's deep, ain't it, y'all? I'm just reading out the book, too, man. You know what I'm saying? This is so good. I love this stuff with all my heart and soul. Woo! God, I love the Course in Miracles. It is some good stuff.
Yeah.
It's some good stuff, man.
They too get some pass, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is a recurrent family. It's the same friend of our lives come back week after week after week after week. And they're wittier and they're better looking and they're much more interesting and they're richer than your friends.
about somebody else three times an hour.
There is the lesson.
I bless you, brother, with the love of God, which I would share with you. I bless you, sister, with the love of God, which I would share with you. I would learn a joyous lesson. 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 I would learn a joyous lesson that there is no love with God. I bless you, brothers, with the love of God, which I would share with you. For I would learn the joyous lesson that there is no love but God's. And yours and mine and everyone's. I bless you, brother, with the love of God. Which we can acknowledge each other is the degree to which we recognize we're really one.
It's true.
So if you were to think you would give an acknowledgement to me, then you don't recognize the truth. To the extent to which somebody else thinks or somebody else you're talking to, that's the extent to which they are asleep to their spiritual identity. And the more a person thinks they're different from everything around them, the more asleep they are. So you're most asleep when you think you're the most different. Man, good grief. Okay, turn to page 574 in the kit. Okay, so there's another kind of love than the love that we give each other, because the love that we give each other is a love that changes and has degrees and levels and stuff. And so real love doesn't have any degrees and levels and stuff like that. And real love doesn't give a little bit to one person and a little bit to the other person. Real love does not give anything but love, and that's all it gives is love, and it gives the love freely, and it gives the love without limit. Okay. So this is called a quiet answer. We're going to take one paragraph. It's going to be great. We're going to see what God does with it. Would y'all like to see God today?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Let's see if we can get God to make a personal appearance just for us. All right, what you want you to do is just look around you. You know, now looking at God, making God's personal appearance.
Hey, God.
God's pretty cute. God is pretty damn cute. Dang it, y'all make me want to ask all of y'all to come up and see my holy pictures. I just want to come to my place and see my holy pictures later. Oh, my. We recognize God's name. We can both call God's name at the same time. Oh God! Okay, so would you like to have some solutions?
Yeah.
Okay, the first sentence says, "In quietness are all things answered."
Wow.
And is every problem quietly resolved? So a real problem will be, your problem will be resolved quietly. The problem you think you have right now, I'm here to tell you that it will be resolved quietly. It's not going to be a flamboyant problem-solving experience. You're going to have your problems quietly. So I'm sorry, I know you want to be special. I know you want fireworks to go off when your problem gets solved, but it's going to be quietly resolved. It's going to be so quietly resolved that your problem is going to be gone and you're going to still think it's there for a while.
Yeah.
Your problems are gone, but you still think they're there. That's where you're at right now. This is the level of consciousness that you're on right now. You're on the level of consciousness that your problems have been solved, but you don't realize it yet. Okay, every problem is quietly resolved. He says, in conflict, there can be no answers. Now, when you see, like in the course, you see in conflict, the next part of the sentence says, there can be no answer. Well, whenever you're in conflict, that's exactly what you're saying. There can be no answer, 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 there can be no answer. Whenever in conflict, I'm saying there can be no answer, 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 there can be no answer. I'm in conflict about you. There can be no answer about you. There can be no answer about you. There can be no answer about you. There is no answer about you. There is no answer about you. There is no answer. I'm in conflict with you. There is no answer about you. It's the same thing. I'm in conflict means there is no answer. So let him have the day you're saying, there is no answer. There is no answer. There is no answer in my money situation. There is no answer in my relationship situation. There is no answer in my job situation. There is no answer in my weight situation. There is no answer in my... There is no answer. Because when you're in conflict, you're saying there is no answer.
Right.
If that's true, think about how many times a day you're telling yourself there is no answer, and then you're shocked with there is no answer. Don't you make me aware of what I'm doing to myself, because then I could stop it. You are about the cutest conflict I've ever seen. Do you know one day I'm going to leave my body? Now think about that. I mean, one day I'm leaving here.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving my body in prison. They're going to parole me. And I'm going to get a chance to leave this prison house for the body. Yes. There's going to be something like thinking I'm just this long and this wide and this tall and thinking that this is my power. I'm going to be free.
Free.
Oh, I'm going to be free. Ha! You call it death, I call it freedom.
Life.
If you were told this was the last day you had on earth, how big would your problems be that you're worried about right now? The thing that's got you putting feeling down right now. If somebody came and said, well, I know you think you got that problem over there, but the truth is, you'll be dead in 20 more hours. All of a sudden, that dinner date won't matter. That 2 pounds you've been agonizing over for the last 50 years won't mean nothing. You won't give a damn how far behind your bills are. Can you round and have your first orgasm?
I can hear you, Cheryl.
Now, everybody in here is having their own individual experience of giving that their own interpretation. And it was just a bunch of us giving ourselves our own interpretations, all mumbling together. And not only that, everybody thought their interpretation was right. It's called the Tower of Babel. It's the Tower of Babel. We are the Tower of Babel. We're just babbling all the time. I'm a former singing group called the Babbles. I've already got it all figured out. Think about somebody beside yourself for just 3 times in an hour, and you will have your problem quietly resolved. Think about somebody else 3 times in an hour, and you will see your problem quietly resolved. If you can think, hey, just out of the goodness of my heart, let's make me number one. So just think about me, that'll be one down. So you're welcome. You can think about me all you want to. I love this stuff, man. Feels so good to be in front of y'all just playing and being myself and remembering the truth that I love.
Sharing it.
And
thank you.
And this book is so deep, man. It's like it's meant to be done with feeling. Do you know what I'm saying? But I'll say it one more time. There can be no answer. 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 And that means I'm saying there can be no resolution. There can be no resolution. There can be no resolution. I'm in conflict about this. There can be no resolution about this. I'm in conflict about this. There can be no resolution about this. I'm in conflict about this. I'm saying there can be no resolution. There can be no resolution. There can be no resolution. And the purpose of conflict is to ensure that no answer that you receive will be plain to you. The purpose of conflict is to make sure that no answer that you receive will make sense to you. The purpose of conflict is to make sure that when someone does give you the answer, you say, I don't understand that. That don't make no sense to me. That's what people say who are in conflict, because people who are in conflict are trying to assure themselves that no answer will be heard. So in order to make sure that you don't hear the answer, you got to pretend like you don't understand it when you hear it.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What? Can we discuss that? Like you don't know the truth. Can we discuss that, please, just a minute? I'm in conflict right now. There can be no answer. But there can be no answer in my job. There can be no answer with my wife. There can be no answer. There can be no answer. I'm busy. There can be no answer. 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 So then we go out to lunch and we share our issues. And so we do right across each other, maybe getting some kind of lunch special. We hear something that's going. There can be no answer. 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 there can be no answer, there can be no answer, there can be no answer, there can be no answer. And then the other person goes, you're right, and there can be no answer, and there can be no answer. And that's what y'all conversation, but that's the content underneath the form, which might be, this is what happened with my child, and I was never lose that way, and they told me that that just popped over here. You know, so you're just saying to yourself, there can be no answer, there can be no answer, there can be no, coffee please. There can be no answer, there can be no answer, there can be no answer, there can be no answer. And then if you want all of y'all to realize that there can be no answer in conflict, then you have a meeting. And then we have a meeting, then everybody talk about their problems and the issues and all the conflicts they have, and then we all think, there can be no answer, there can be no answer, there can be no answer. We have to have something like audience sound.
Right. Wow.
So, when you convince yourself that there can be no answer, when the answer presents itself, then it won't be plain to you. So, now, let's get this straight. Look, I want to get rid of my problem, don't you?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. So this is the way we do it. Now, first thing you have to realize is that if you're in conflict, and there seems like there's no answer, and there seems like there's no resolution, then you are in conflict. So you're in the proper state of mind for your attitude.
I'm in the proper state of mind.
You with me?
Okay. Yes.
Now, you must understand, though, that there is no answer in conflict. The reason why you cannot have an answer when you're in conflict is because you're looking at your problem different ways.
In different ways.
Whenever you look at your problem more than one way, you make it unsolvable.
Wow.
Whenever you look at your problem in more than one way, you make it unsolvable.
Wow.
Because conflict is your having so many ways of looking at it.
Sure.
Because you're trying to constantly choose between.
Sure.
But if you just made a decision, there'd be nothing else to choose between, and that'd be the end of your conflict. And the problem would be resolved. This is just pitiful, ain't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
girl, if you're a Taurus.
You can suffer nice and slow. Taurus. I love Taurus the bull, though. I love you some Taurus. I could write a book about Taurus. Taurus is loyal. Taurus is dependable. Taurus is consistent. Taurus is sensual. Taurus is practical. Taurus like music. Taurus like sex. Taurus like the outdoors. Taurus like food. Taurus like the dance. Taurus like music. But it's dumb as hell.
The flip side of all of that is a stumbling butt.
So there's nothing better than a Taurus that's gotten locked into doing things right. Because they are as slow to change about that as they were about anything else. So once they become really loving, they just really loving all the time. And since being loving all the time makes things easier for them, and they really kind of lazy, they like to take it easy, they're sensual, they're hedonists. Then the more they do the right thing, the easier the right thing makes it form, which makes them want to do it even more, and then they experience acceleration, and for the first time, Tauruses are moving fast toward their goal or love. But they're doing less than they ever have. Don't forget to slip the check under my door. Everybody's going to be trying to get them a Taurus, and I want to cut. Okay, so let's go back to what we weren't remembering. problem set in conflict has no answer because it's seen in different ways. What does that mean? It means what would be an answer from one point of view is not an answer in another point of view. Okay, so when I'm in conflict, I'm looking at my problem in such a way that it looks like an answer from this point of view, but from this point of view, it doesn't look like it'll work. This looks like it would be an answer from this point of view, but from this point of view, it really couldn't work. Conflict comes from having a perception of, it could work this way, but I don't really see how it could work that way. So a problem seen in many different lights is a problem that is unsolvable because by seeing it two ways, you are putting yourself in conflict.
Yeah.
Phew! Now the purpose of this class is not to earn money or to manifest your soulmate or to have a better job. Well, it's not. This Course in Miracles is only concerned about the correction of your perception because it teaches that only your perception can be wrong, and it's only your perception that causes you pain when it's wrong. So the Course in Miracles is not a book about manifesting things. It's a book about correcting your perception to such an extent that you have total peace of mind. And when you have total peace of mind, you will be able to hear what yourself is telling you.
Wow.
You won't be able to hear your guidance as long as you're in conflict. And you're in conflict as long as you're looking at your problem two different ways, which is saying it could be an answer in this way, but from another point of view, this couldn't be an answer. So when you see perception as interpretation, then perception is not such a mysterious term. So if you go, perception means interpretation. It just means interpretation. When it says it's going to change my perception, it's just saying I'm going to change your interpretation. That sounds easier to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to change my interpretation sounds easier, doesn't it?
Okay,
that means I'm going to choose to look at it another way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here we go. This is a new way I want you to choose to look at it. I want you to choose to look at it as if your problems can be quietly resolved. I want you to look at it as if when you're in conflict, you're telling yourself, there is no answer, there is no answer, there is no answer, because I'm looking at it in two different ways, and I'm believing it can work in one way, and another way, I don't think it can work. All right, so this is the most important step of all. You must be clear that you can't answer anything at all. You must be clear that you cannot answer anything at all. If you want to go to the next level, you must become clear that you're the one that's in conflict, so you're not the one that can answer anything at all. You're not the one that can answer anything at all because you're the one that's in conflict. And when you're in a conflict, that means you're in a state that no answer is possible because you're seeing it as if there are two different ways to look at it, and you're going back and forth between the two ways of looking at it, and so you are in conflict, so you got to admit you can't answer. That you can't answer your conflict. 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 That's so different, isn't it? To be told you cannot fix your conflict sounds almost like heresy, like brainwashing, like somebody trying to take you over.
Yeah.
But nobody in their right mind would want to take you over. Being possessed by nothing but an insane person. Anybody that possesses you is crazy. I wish you would possess me. You never worked so hard in your life. I love how people with no sense of humor don't like my class. It's such a great arrangement. Okay. So it must be clear that you cannot answer anything at all. Why? Why? Because conflict has no limited effects. That means that if God gave, now this is the line I like, say if God gave you an answer, because we keep up with a rumor that the Creator gives us answers, right?
Right.
Everybody heard that rumor?
Yeah.
That there are answers out there.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
That there's some divine intelligence that can give us answers. Everybody heard that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Course says, if that's true, then there must be a way in which your problems are resolved.
If God has answered you, there must be a way in which your problems are solved. If God has answered you, then there must be a way in which your problems are resolved, because what God wills has already been done. So anything that an unlimited creator wants to happen has already been done. So if it's already been done, and that which created you wanted you to have love and peace and all your problems solved, then it means that evidently there is an answer available to you right now. I'm doomed. If you have to have a peace of mind before you can hear God's answer, I'll never hear God's answer. Because I never have peace and I don't do the work for them.
It's the equivalent of shooting hooky from the chorus.
And see, there's a part, don't forget that there's a part of your mind that loves to make you feel worse than you already feel. The part of your mind is like, do you feel really bad? Yeah. Well, I'm trying to make you feel worse. That's my goal. Because I don't like you. I'm the part of you that don't like you. You made me up, and I have all power that you give me, and you gave me unlimited power to hurt you.
Wow. That's crazy.
It's like hiring a hitman, changing your mind, and can't get in touch with it. You want to cancel the contact, and you just can't get you lost his number. Your BlackBerry blew up. That's what I'm afraid of. That I'm gonna, somehow or another, my smartphone is gonna be destroyed, and I'm not gonna have any way to survive for a week, and I'm gonna die. My life is in my smartphone. I don't know anybody's phone number. Hell, I don't even know mine. I have to push the button to dial my own number. Convenience. Convenience, of course, the miracle says, the body's comfort is its guiding rule. So what? The body's comfort is its guiding rule.
Yes,
your guiding rule down there on earth plane is the comfort of your body. Everything you do is for the comfort of your body. Every thought you have is for the comfort of your body.
Mm-hmm.
I went, ooh, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Almost everything I do for the comfort. I pay my bills so I can have a house for my body to live in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I'm trying to do something for the comfort of my body. Trying to get the right mattress. For the comfort of my body. Everything for the comfort of my body. What do I want pleasure for? The comfort of my body. What I want to make sure I'm healthy for? The comfort of my body. What I want a good meal for? The comfort of my body. What I want some money for so I can put my body in the boss. I can see my body getting off the plane now. We actually think we are our bodies now.
Mm-hmm.
We actually convinced that we are our bodies now. We're so fooled. Look in the mirror and you know you don't look like that. When was the last time you looked in the mirror and didn't see yourself? Well, you know why you didn't see yourself? Because the Course teaches that you don't even have an image to be perceived. You don't even have an image to be perceived, that who you really are so far beyond the body that there is nothing that can even picture you. You know what I'm saying? And then we're using this body to join mine. See, I'm using my body to reach your mind through your body to tell you you are more than your body and you're not your body and you're healthier than you love. So I'm using my body to convey a message to you, and you're using your body to convey that message to your mind. The body is just a medium of joining and communication.
Mm-hmm.
But we made the body the goal instead of using the body to release us.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I stopped and made your body the goal instead of making your body the means to join mine. All of a sudden, it's about me getting your body. Then when I rest myself at your body, which the Course calls it, I call it just trying to get to it. Now, then that's when I get sick, because when I don't let my mind extend to more than your body, that is what causes the body to get sick, because it's a stopping or a blocking of your energy.
Oh. Wow.
So if I use my body to constantly remind myself and you both that we're more than our bodies, uh-huh. then it's perfectly beautiful to use the body as a symbolism of love.
What was that part about sickness again?
Sickness comes from arresting the mind into body. In other words, I forget who you are and I just think you are a body. That's what stops the energy. Because you stop. The body is supposed to be a means of joining. The body is supposed to be a means of going beyond the body, but it doesn't mean you don't enjoy the body. And so people think the court is saying you cannot enjoy the body. Actually, how can you not enjoy something that's full of love, that you only love, you being only love in it?
Yeah.
Of course you're going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important clue and the easiest way to enjoy the body is to make sure that you are sharing the body with an awareness that you're more than it. You can say, well, you know, we don't see each other pretending like we body tonight. But don't forget, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, we're not.
Do a body check in, I think so.
You are in conflict. What does that mean? It must be clear that you cannot answer anything at all, because conflict has no limited effects. And if God gave an answer, there must be a way in which your problems are resolved, because what the Creator wills already has been done. So it means that it must be that time is not involved. So if you want your problem solved today, here you go. Would you like to have your problem solved today?
Yeah.
But I would like for you to entertain the thought that time doesn't have to be involved
mm-hmm.
in having your problem solved.
Cool.
I want you to open your mind to the idea that time doesn't, that it doesn't have to take any time. Open your mind up to the idea that your problem could be solved and it doesn't take any time. So you see what's happening to us right now?
Woo.
Spirit is reaching us in our state of conflict where we're thinking that there are two different ways to look at everything, so we're in conflict, right? So even in our conflict, there's this answer that's coming to us that's telling us that I want you to, this is what I want you to do. I'm in conflict. There can never be an answer. I'm in conflict. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I'm in conflict. This is what I want you to do. I want you to start just entertaining the idea just for a second that your problem could be solved and it doesn't have to take time. I know you don't believe it yet, but I just want you to entertain the idea. Just say the idea to yourself, whether you believe it or not, it's possible for your answer, for your problem to be solved right now, and it doesn't have to take time. I just want to introduce the idea into your mind. I'm in conflict. There can be no answer. 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 Okay, I hear you. Interesting song, but I'm going to say it to you one more time. I just want you to think about somebody besides yourself for 3 times an hour, and I want you just to think of somebody besides yourself for just 3 times an hour, and I just want you to entertain the idea that it would be possible for your problems to be solved today. Tell yourself, every problem can be answered now. Every problem can be answered now. Every problem can be answered now. My every problem can be answered now. Would you acknowledge yourself for hearing this message? I'm going to do a quick review, but we're going to do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing with yourself financially.
Thank you so much.
Oh, man. Before you leave, please put your name and email us.
contact information here if you want to be able to find out about everything I'm doing, the workshops, the seminars. And I'm also available for one-on-one if you see that other week. Everybody's cell phone.
The answer comes to a quiet mind.
The answer comes to a quiet mind. Don't forget to read that section. The answer comes from a quiet mind. Anybody else?
You are our entire being now.
Would you be willing to entertain the idea that your problem could be quietly resolved now?
Yeah.
Isn't it odd that someone would have to encourage us to do that? Nobody thinks it's odd with me. I'm going to a class. Why? So I can learn how to treat myself right. That is brilliant. That is a brilliant solution. But man, just think how fast we could move ourselves through this course if all we did was to let each one of us represent ourselves and then start giving to each other what we would want to have given to us and make no demands on each other whatsoever. So I'm going to do the prayer, because it doesn't matter about anything else other than to hear the prayer. I'm going to say the prayer first, and then I'm going to chant the prayer. And if somebody wants to do it, it's fine. Sometimes you can listen to me go off, and that's a trip. I love the interpretations that you get to talk. You have such cool interpretations. I like you. You'd be fun to hang out with. I hate boring interpretations. Oh, well, somebody last night gave the most boring interpretations of reality I've ever heard. Everything that they say was exactly what I always hear. It'd be great to meet somebody that just absolutely just everything he said, it was like, whoa, whoa, that's wow. Whoa, that's cool, but that's another way of looking at it. Oh, wow, that's cool, but wow, you know. I bless you, brother, with the love of God, which I will share with you. The Course says brother means mind of love. It's not talking about a physical. So when it says brother, it's not talking about a man. It's talking about a mind of love. Dreaded masculine terminology. I would go to absolute healing and join this forever, but it's written in masculine terminology. I would have every problem I have solved forever, but it's written in masculine terminology. I would not accept the solution to anything that's written in masculine terminology. I am willing to let go of the conditions of my healing. I am willing to let go of the conditions of my I'm willing to let go of the conditions of my healing. I'm willing to let go of the conditions of all the rules I got for how it has to happen. I'm not going to let it happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now, would you just breathe with me now? And let's just go into our hearts and let go of our heads for a minute. And just be in our bodies together. And just listen and relax. I bless you, brother. With the love of God, which I will share with you. For I will learn the glorious lesson. There is no love but God. Your heart's in good hands, baby. There is no love.
Your heart's in good hands. Now I want you to picture yourself holding your own heart. Don't drop it. And you tell yourself, I bless me. Be your own Valentine. I bless me.
Be with you.